Well, tonight we're going to finish off the Hebrew letter Zayin, all right? And we are in the wonderful Word of God, Psalm 119, moving verse by verse through these 176 verses. And brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice, because tonight we'll be finishing verse 56. Only 120 to go. Hallelujah. Yes. You say, we've been at this for 6 months. I know. Isn't it great? I love it. All right. Please stand out of love and respect for the Word of God if you are physically able. Here we are. We're going to read together these eight verses, 49 through 56, from Psalm 119. Let's read in verse 49. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. We know that to remember means to keep in mind or recollect, right? We've been talking about this. And in verse 55, the psalmist says, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night. And you know, it's something about God and his name. In the Bible, over and over again, it talks about how God's name is to be magnified, to be praised, and if you will, to be remembered. Now, I did print this off, and I do not believe that this a list is complete necessarily, and I'm going to struggle with some of the pronunciations, because these are the Hebrew names of God. All right? I know this one. Adonai Jehovah, the Lord our Sovereign. Eloi Israel, God the God of Israel. Elan, the Lord Most High. El Gibor, the Mighty God. El Olam, the Everlasting God. El Roy, the God who sees. El Shaddai, the God who is sufficient for the needs of his people. Jehovah Eloheinu, the Lord our God. And if I'm butchering these, those of you that speak this language, I'm sorry. Jehovah Elohim, the eternal creator. Jehovah Hosinu, the Lord our maker. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Oh boy. Jehovah Mekedeshikim, the Lord our sanctifier. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is present. Jehovah Sidkinu, the Lord our righteousness. And, you know, there are many titles of God. Some count over 695 titles that is given to the Lord our God in the Word of God. And for sake of time, I'm not going to read them all to you. You can Google it if you want, okay? Oh, by the way, speaking of Google, I did look up how many times the word all is in our King James Bible. 5,621 times, okay? That's just a little off. I said over 1,000, and it's quite over that. That was from this morning's message. Okay, back to tonight. Okay, now, keeping in mind the name of our God. You see, folks, God is all of these things. God is a multifaceted being. But the important thing is that God is. Amen. He is. That's enough for me. He just is. He's what? Everything. How about this? He is all. Yeah. I mean, I love his title that he gives to himself.
I am that I am. Yeah, that's good enough for me. What more do you need? Alpha, Omega, beginning, ending. You know, you understand, God is God. The psalmist said in this verse, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night. Turn with me over to Psalm chapter 8. Psalm 8. When you wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm not going to say why for various reasons. I wake up in the middle of the night because Della doesn't want to sleep. And I have to go tell her, no, night. Daddy's tired. That works for about a half an hour. And then she, okay. Anyways, poor Della. Psalm 8, are you there? O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. How often do you remember the name of your God? I was saying about waking up in the middle of the night. Do you remember God? Or is it just the things that are in your circumstances at the moment? Throughout your day, as you're at work, or you're out shopping, or you're doing this or that, how often do we remember the name of the Lord our God? Is He with us continually? Is He on our minds and on our hearts and in our spirits continually? Or is it just whenever we need Him? Or whenever it's convenient for us. I believe the psalmist is trying to get across to us that he has remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night. He says that in the night, I think, to give reference to the continuality of his remembrance of the name of God. Is that you? Is that me? Are we that people who remember the name of our God? Who kind of go through this list of things and see that God just is. He's sovereign, most high, mighty, everlasting, sufficient, provider, eternal, sanctifier, shepherd, banner, savior, peace, hosts, Lord of hosts, present, ever present, righteousness, all of these things. He is our God. You see, folks, we need to remember the name of our God. Psalm 45:17, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Hey, do your kids know the name of God? Hey, I tell you what, Joe Worldly Lost Person does. I've never seen the name of God used so poorly in all my life. More and more today, God's name is taken in vain. But you know what's really sad? I feel like the world today, who is cursing God, speaks more of His name than His people do. Ouch. Ouch. Is the name of God continually on your lips? Will He be remembered in all generations and be praised forever and ever? And certainly amongst our children. God's name should be known. God has done this. God has done that. God has provided this. God has provided that. Look what God did here. Look what God did there. God is all powerful. God is almighty. He's to be praised. He's to be honored. He's to be worshipped. He's to be adored. God, 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 God. All the time in our homes. All the time in our lives. All the time amongst our co-workers. All the time. They should know the name of our God. They should.
They shouldn't have to wonder who you are. Christian. Believer in God. We should make His name to be remembered in all generations. Psalm 20, verses 1 through 9. If you'd like to turn there, you can. It's the whole Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. In the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God will we set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Wow. Wow. You got the name of God written on a banner and you're just waving that thing around? Yeah. What a powerful psalm. And listen, I tend to believe that David really knew something about this when he said, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night. Just read the book of Psalms. You'll see that. I don't know. Maybe David was an insomniac. I'm not sure. But he was up at night a lot. Sometimes to his detriment. But you know what? He remembered the name of the Lord his God. In Philippians 2, it says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What's in a name? A whole lot. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. In Acts chapter 4, you know this, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Folks, remember the name of your God. Remember the name of your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a name above every name. And God has exalted him. God has done it to the glory of God. The name to be remembered is Jesus. The name to be remembered is the Lord God Almighty. Folks, we've got to remember God, especially in the night, but at all times throughout the day. Our God deserves to be remembered. Can I tell you something? He knows your name. Yeah, he does. I am horrible with names. Faces, pretty good. Names, not so much. But you know what? I'm doing pretty well. I've been here 6 months, so I've had 6 months to practice. Okay. But can I tell you something? Sometimes I'm a little sneaky at times. I'll kind of hang out in a conversation until someone else says somebody's name. Oh yes, so and so. None of the rest of you do that. Just me, okay? So if I'm kind of quiet in a conversation, it's because I don't remember your name. So I'm just waiting for somebody else to say it, so I can remember it. But God knows our name. Every single one of us. I think the Bible says something about the hairs on our heads. And mine are hard to count because they keep falling out. I guess subtraction is God's forte. He just keeps subtracting there. But you understand, to be kept in mind and recollected. That's what remember means. We need to remember the name of our God. Go back to Psalm 119. Let's look at the rest of verse 55. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law.
Now, we've talked about this. This has been said several times before, this verse, in this book of the Bible. You understand that to keep means to practice, to do, to perform, obey, to observe and practice, not to neglect or violate, as to keep the laws, statutes, or commandments of God. So he said, I've remembered your name, and I've remembered to keep your commandments, your laws, your statutes, your precepts, your judgments, your word. I have not neglected them. I have not violated them. I have kept thy law. And can I say, probably because he remembered his name. It's funny, when we remember who God is, we do right. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. As our love for Jesus grows, so does our obedience to him. Just something like that. As our love wanes, so does our obedience to him. Because we cannot serve two masters. Not. The Bible tells us that. Go to John chapter 17. This is an amazing chapter of Scripture. This is a prayer that Jesus prayed here in his earthly ministry. I am going to take the time to read this chapter in entirety. I'm probably not going to comment too much. I might. You never know. But I want you to pay attention. This is a prayer that Jesus prayed. And this is quite amazing. As we talk about remembering the name of God, and as we talk about keeping the law of God. Are you there in John 17? These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. And they have kept thy word. You notice there that the name was mentioned at the beginning of verse 6. Right? I have manifested thy name. And he says that at the end, they have kept thy word. The psalmist said that I remembered thy name in the night watches, or in the night, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. That goes together. And here in John 17:6, it's going together again, as Jesus is praying to his Father. Now, look at verse 7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them, which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I am come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, And these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word. And the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's us, folks. It's passed on from generation to generation. That they all, here's it all again, may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me have I given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. I don't know about you, but every time I read that chapter of the Bible, it is amazing what Jesus says. And doesn't it so well go with what the psalmist said about remembering the name of God and keeping the law of God? It goes so well. God's word is amazing. We have remembered his name and we have kept his law. And Jesus has prayed for us. He said, I didn't just pray for these, but those that would believe through their word. Hey folks, that's us. This is a prayer for us. And in God's word, written for us, recorded for us, to be an encouragement and a blessing of God's promises in our lives. And over again in this prayer in John 17, Jesus says something about the name of God and keeping the word of God and the law of God and the things of God. It goes right with what the psalmist says in Psalm 119 about remembering the name of God and keeping his law. In Matthew 28, we read this this morning, we've read it many times in the messages over the past 6 months. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You do understand that the name of God and remembering the name of God and keeping his law go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. That's why the psalmist said and declared in Psalm 119, verse 55, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. Go back to Psalm 119. Look at verse 56. You say, oh goody, the preacher's almost done. It's the last verse. But you know, the last verse may take 30 or 40 minutes to get through. You never know that. There is light at the end of the tunnel, however, right? Now, God wants us to feel and to sense and to know his word and the attitude and the
all-encompassing emotion and feeling of the psalmist here about the Word of God. We see in verse 49, it says, "Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope." The psalmist has some hope. We talked about that. He said, "This is my comfort in my affliction." There's comfort in time of affliction through the Word of God. "For thy word hath quickened, vivified me." We said that the proud have had me greatly in derision. They like to do that. The devil loves to confuse and to put into darkness and to get us all turned around so we don't know which way is up. And he loves to do that. "Yet have I not declined from thy law." He said, "I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself." There was a trembling, that horror, that sense of the example of the wicked that forsake the law of God that the psalmist used to keep on the straight and narrow path. He said, "Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage." Folks, we talked about how the law of God and the Word of God should be singing in and through us as we travel this life. And then, of course, we just talked about remembering the name of God. So, remember I told you that these are groups of eight, representing a Hebrew letter, each of them. So he comes to the end, and I'm doing this review because I want you to put into context these eight verses, and then the concluding statement he makes in verse 56. He says this interesting statement: "This I had, because I kept thy precepts." Well, what this? Right? This, what is this? Okay? Oh, it's a word, right? it's a pronoun. It's referring to something else. What is it referring to? "This I had, because I kept thy precepts." And with pronouns, you usually have an antecedent, right? What is taking the place of? You understand that, right? Everybody okay with grammar here? All right? What is this? Oh, you're not okay with grammar. Okay, well, let's just skip this whole point of the message and go home early. No, okay. Yes? No. All right. What is the this? Well, it's kind of hard to say what it is. But if we keep it in these little groups of eight verses and kind of confine it to that, we can kind of understand. What this? Well, how about hope? What this? How about comfort? What this? Being stable in the law of God, not declining from the law of God. What this? Remembering the commandments and comforting ourselves. What this? The trembling and the horror and the being set aright by the example of the wicked. What this? The songs in the house of my pilgrimage. What this? The what we've remembered, the name of God in the night and keeping His law. This I had, this stable life, this existence that is bound and wrapped up in God, this I had. The life that I live as a Christian, as being competent, a competent servant to my God. This I had, because I kept thy precepts. You know, the stability and the being able to be sane and in our right minds comes from the stability in the Word of God. Not in our own selves, not in our own rationale, not in our own mental capacity or physical ability, but because we have kept the precepts of God. You see, folks, this I have. This I had. This conclusion of things. This result. This inference. This effect. This which proceeds naturally or logically from the facts. The state of things in my life. This I have, because I kept thy precepts. Hey, you want to go out of your mind and be completely insane? Get away from this book. That's insanity, folks.
the truth of the Word of God, the Spirit of truth that reveals to us and helps us to remember the Word of God, provides the "this I had" in our lives because we keep His precepts. You see, it's a conclusion. It's an inference. It's an effect that proceeds naturally or logically from the facts. He's going through a progression here about how his life has been stabilized by the Word of God. And how he's been progressed by God's Word. How he's been benefited by God's Word. How he's been comforted by God's Word. And God's Word has been remembered and kept and upheld in his life. Therefore, he can say, "This I had, because I kept thy precepts." Is that you in your daily life? Can you hold on to that banner? Can you say those things? Can you be like the psalmist and say, "Hey, God, I have kept your precepts. I have done these things. I have remembered your name. I have hoped in you. I have comforted myself in you. I've not declined from your law. I've remembered your judgments of old. I've looked at the example of the wicked and I've turned from that, and I've learned from that example and I've passed aside because of it, because I've kept your precepts and I'm one with you, and I am in the Father and He is in me," just like Jesus prayed for His disciples. You see, we need to have a "this I had" type life. "This I had because I have kept thy precepts." Turn over to Psalm 111, just a few pages. I don't know about you, but this excited me when I began to look into, and I just thought about it. What does he mean? "This I have." What this? Well, it's encompassing is what it is. It's encompassing. Look at 111. "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." If that's not a "this I had" life, I don't know what is. You see, folks, we've got to take solace and comfort in these things. This is the Word of God. These are the things of God that we have been imparted and we have been given because of Jesus Christ. In Psalm chapter 1, we've read this psalm before. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." That's a "this I had" life. A "this I had" life. Remember, Joshua was told, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt have a "this I had" life. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Remember in Matthew, in Jesus' story about the master who had gone away twice in Matthew 25, he says that his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the I had life of thy Lord. Yes, I'm inserting things here. Okay, you understand this. Thank you very much. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Twice. To the man that kept his precepts with five and earning another five. To the man that kept his precepts with two, earning another two. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the this I had life, because I kept thy precepts. In Proverbs 16:31, I thought this was fun. The Bible says the hoary head is a crown of glory. That sounds good, right? All the gray heads out there, all right? That's wonderful. I'm afraid I'm not going to make it to that. It's turning gray, but it's going to turn loose way long before it turns gray all the way. But anyways, the hoary head is a crown of glory. That's what it says in Proverbs 16:31. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. There's a comma there. If it be found in the way of righteousness. There's a condition. Hey, folks, we can't have a this I had life without the keeping of his precepts. Without living in righteousness. Hey, at the end of your journey, at the end of the road, as we either slip off into death or we hear that trumpet sound and zip up out of here, which one will it be? Will it be a this I had life? Will it be well done? Or will it be thou wicked and slothful servant? Oh, I think the psalmist was convinced that he had a this I had life. Because he kept the precepts of God. In 1 Corinthians 9, Paul says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body. That's keeping the precepts of God. And bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. You see, folks, we can have a this I had life. Paul did. That was in 1 Corinthians 9. In 2 Timothy 4, he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have a this I had life, folks, because I've kept his precepts. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Go back to Psalm 119. How well do you remember the name of God? I would encourage you to look at some of those titles that people say they've found attributed to our God. Maybe even you could look up this little list here of the Hebrew names of God that I totally butchered. I could read the English ones. The Lord our Sovereign, God the God of Israel, the Lord Most High, the Mighty God, the Everlasting God, the God who sees, the God who is sufficient for the needs of His people, the Lord our God, the eternal creator, the Lord our maker, the Lord our provider, the Lord our sanctifier, the Lord our banner, the Lord our shepherd, the Lord our helper, the Lord of hosts, the Lord our peace, the Lord is present, the Lord our righteousness. that name above every name. Jesus. Emmanuel. You understand, folks, we have to remember the name of God. Keep it in mind, recollect it. Keeping His law, practicing, performing, obeying, observing, and practice. And then there's the this I had. Are you living a this I had life? According to the precepts and the laws and the commandments and the judgments of God. Oh, folks, we have the wonderful Word of God in our hands. Our God has preserved it for us. Our God has allowed us to have a copy of it. There are some that will go through their entire life and never get to read one word out of this book. But we get to have it. I bet some of you have several copies of it. Maybe several dozen copies of it. I at least have a dozen in my house, probably two or three, with the number of people that live in my home. But can I tell you something? This Hebrew letter Zayin was very special to this psalmist. Very special to our God, and should be special to us. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had, because I kept thy precepts. The wonderful word of God.